Blog Talk Radio. Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love, in Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Happy Wednesday and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Michelle Pache, and I'm here today with Dr. Michael Rice. We both warmly welcome you to the show and thank you for choosing to be with us. Today is November 13th. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that will put you into queue to talk with Dr. Rice. We would love to hear your comments and questions because that makes this your show. So now, let's welcome Michael in the process of learning and practicing forgiveness.
Hi, Michelle. I understand you're getting to hold a pretty close to being a newborn there.
I am holding a newborn. She is just 7 weeks old and precious as anything, and it's interesting juggling a baby and the switchboard, but it's poetic for this forgiveness work.
How awesome is that? Well, just send the energy of that newborn to us through the airwaves, and we'll receive it and hold the space for Mama and family just to have an awesome time with this newborn. It's pretty fabulous.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Mom is listening. She's a young mother of three, all under 3 years old, and she's kind of homebound this winter with this newborn and the little ones. And so she's actually nursing now, and baby Marguerite's here, and so it's a real special opportunity for her to get a peek at what forgiveness work is today because of the circumstances. So I'm excited. Nice. Fun. And I'm keeping the little one away from my laptop so he doesn't put someone's make on it. You know? So go ahead.
Well, Mama, we award you a medal. Three little ones under 3 years of age. That's very courageous, and what a handful, and what an awesome thing to do with your life. What an awesome purpose. You know, we live in a culture that tends to, I think, in many cases, denigrate motherhood so much. And you know, you got to go out and get a career, and you got to do something, as though giving life and supporting a true human being expressing in the world is something less honorable, and certainly it is one of the most honorable things that you could do, and so you are appreciated.
Thank you.
All right.
Her smile as wide as could be. Thank you for saying such kind words, Michael.
Well, there's a really neat, and maybe when we, it's been a while since we shared it on the show, on our website, there's a little piece called Just a Mom, and so maybe when we actually are on the road, Sally is driving. You heard us talk about Sally, and that we're staying at her house in Fort Lauderdale, and we've gone out to do errands. Jeannie next week starts her Women Healing Women retreat at Sally's house. So we're out, and Sally's driving down I-95 in the driving rain to get us to a place where we're speaking on Saturday to visit with folks there. And then Jeannie will be able to get on the switchboard. And thank you on such short notice for being able to tap in and and help us in this situation. We thought we'd be ahead of this schedule, but the roads are busy, and South Florida, there's an interesting thing that happens when it starts to rain. Everybody stops. You know, it's like, uh-oh, we don't know how to drive in the rain. So anyway, we're delighted to have each and every one of you with us. There is a Just a Mom piece that we'll see if we can, when we get to a computer, when we get to where we're heading, we'll see if we can get on the website and share that with you, because it's I think every woman who chooses to take that role as a mom deserves to be held in such high regard and high esteem. And you know, the commercial production system wants to make of us good commercial servants. Don't do things that are important. Don't do things that really relate to the truth of who you are and what your life is about. Go get a job, make money for us. And we're one of the things we're working to change is that dynamic, and to give people a wake-up call that it's far more important to live a human life than it is to end up with all the riches that the world can offer. So we're delighted that you're here, and our work together, of course, is the ancient Aramaic work, and I love those little sounds in the background, the ancient Aramaic work of forgiveness. First century Aramaic forgiveness is the opposite of what our culture teaches. We live in a culture that says forgiveness is about how I let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me, and in the first century Aramaic language where forgiveness was originally taught on the planet, what you find is a tool for going inside yourself and removing the root of pain, turmoil, trauma, disturbance, upset, and the things that destroy lives and destroy relationships. And so what we're looking to do is to support the experience of forgiveness, the practice of forgiveness on a daily basis, to undo the generational dynamics that hold us out of the truth of who we are. And so we're glad that you're with us. And if you'd like to access that technology, if you haven't gone to the website yet, there's lots of information that's freely available. And Dr. Tim was sharing yesterday, and I meant to bring this up, but we got on to other topics, but that he had, during one of the shows, done a reality management worksheet with someone as part of the show. And I want to make a note that we make sure we find out which day that was, and we get that one in the list with the six that are on the website already. And we have archives from the last 3 years of doing this radio show, so there's just all kinds of information. And we appreciate you, Magda and Susan, for listening each day and making notes so that people have a synopsis of what the show is about as they go back and look through the archives. And so you can go back and just find all kinds of information. But in particular, if you go to our website, which is www.whyagain.org, in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a link that says Start Here. There's also a big bullseye, a white and red bullseye in the middle of the page. You can click there, and that'll take you to a series of links. The first link is Chapter 24 from the book Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And it's a free download. You can also download another part of the site, the whole book, so it's available, and you can access that technology. The next link is the actual reality management worksheet, the latest version. And actually, while I was away, there was a piece that I learned, and so there's a minor change that we'll be making on the worksheet, and it'll be on the website probably within the next few days. But you can download that worksheet, and then the next six links are radio shows where we walk somebody through the whole forgiveness process, step by step by step. And I encourage people, if you really are serious about learning how to change the dynamics in your life, that you listen to all six of those shows. The reason for that is because each worksheet has different nuances, different accents, different places where there's been a focus on a particular idea associated with the worksheet. The worksheet's been in development for well over a quarter of a century, and we could literally set up a workshop and spend a week just focusing on and teaching that worksheet process. And so we encourage you to download and listen to all six, and hopefully we'll get that one of Tim's on there soon, seven radio shows where we've walked people through the worksheet process, and each one will teach you a different shade of the process of forgiveness. There is no tool, there is no thing that you can use in the world unless you have the brain cells for how to use it. In the ancient Aramaic, you hear Yeshua saying, you have to have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. I think we can fairly reliably presume that most everybody in his audience had what we call eyes and ears. So he wasn't talking about that, but what he was talking about is that you had to have the brain cells. You have to have the information in brain cells. And this culture specializes in teaching the opposite of human life. What's running the game from the business world in most cases, from the political world in most cases, and sadly, from the religious world in most cases, is the opposite of human life. Hostility and fear-based mind, the mind that forces people into corners and keeps them in terror and trauma. I know that we were on our cruise back here, there was actually an FBI agent who did a program as part of the group, and he was talking about a murder that had happened in one of the islands, and his title, instead of being "A Murder Happens in the Islands," was "Terrorism in the Islands." The fear-based concept, the fear-based mind that keeps people locked out of the presence of human life. And we have, of course, in this work, a simple definition of human life. Just hold a newborn child, and you know exactly what human life is. As you recognize the truth of who you are that newborn life. The world has taught you and forced information into you and resonated generational patterns that tend to take away human life, tend to render us unconscious of the truth of who we are. And we're here to support people becoming conscious of who we are and removing everything that the culture has put into us. And if you are seriously considering that would be a good thing to do, then what you're committing yourself to is a lifetime of work. And, you know, in the same way as somebody washes their body every day, nobody comes to the point where they say, well, you know, I've washed my body every day for the last 50 years. I think I've done it enough. Now I'm going to stop. We all know what the result of that would be. What forgiveness does is it washes the mind. It washes the emotions. It washes the energy system. And if one does not wash on a daily basis, then it isn't long before things start to stink. If you look at what's running most governments, you look at what's running most religious organizations, or many of them, maybe not most, but many, you look at what's running many businesses, and it stinks. It just plain stinks. There is no sign of the perfume of human life, of the truth of who we are as human beings. And you look at the average person who walks through their day with their grimace on their face and their hatred and their fear and their vengeance and their grief and their pain, wearing it on their sleeves and then wondering why life comes and serves up those things to them again and again and again. Probably the greatest atrocity done to us as human beings down through the ages, and that we've bought into, is that we are by nature creators, and that's been hidden from us. And it is the focus of our minds that brings about that creative process. So one who walks around with a chip on their shoulder in anger is going to resonate or draw to them, create results that are based in anger. And of course, because the culture teaches us that it's all everybody else's fault, the tendency will be to remain in a conversation about how somebody else is responsible for that. It's somebody else's fault that I'm angry, that I'm sad, that I'm afraid, rather than recognizing that it's the content of my mind that produces my anger, my fear, my rage, my guilt, my grief. And the constant and continuous removal of those things that do not belong in the structure becomes a necessity if you're going to reclaim a human life. In the first century Aramaic language, the tool for doing that was called forgiveness. has nothing whatsoever. You know, if somebody's telling you to forgive somebody for something, just stop the conversation, sit down and do a worksheet and rediscover. And it takes rediscovering again and again and again that forgiveness is about accessing the parts in me that never belonged here. It has nothing whatsoever to do with letting somebody else off the hook because those parts in me are in pain. It's about removing the parts of me that are in pain when I'm in pain. And it sometimes needs to be done several times a minute in order to really, truly move forward to a place where your human physiology becomes the place where you literally, truly incarnate your human life. And so that's what we're here to support. That's what we're here to do. And Michelle, is Dr. Tim with us today? Are you there, Dr. Tim?
Michael, sorry, I'm borrowing my client's phone and I'm not quite sure how to use it. So Dr. Tim doesn't look to be here today. Magda's
okay.
On the line, though. Let's say
hi to Magda. Well, let's say hi to Magda. Let's do it. We haven't heard her voice in a while. Hey there, young lady.
Hello, Michael, Jeannie, Michelle, and anybody else. How are you?
We are blessed and highly favored. We're kind of still landing from our journey and catching up with all the details of landing back here after being gone for 6 weeks. And so I did see that we got a message from you guys and haven't caught up with all the phone calls after being gone for 6 weeks. But I'm working on that.
Okay. I'll pass that on to Chuck. Wonderful. Well, welcome
cool.
back. So good to have you back. And Dr. Tim and Michelle, of course, you know, did a fabulous job while you were gone, so kudos to them. And I also want to, you mentioned the archives just a little while ago, which is why I called in.
Yeah.
I want to give kudos also to Susan Pelkey. We now have two Susans who help with the archives. And Susan Pelkey took over for me while I was gone for 2 weeks and did the notes. And they are yet to be downloaded because when I got back from my trip, there was a little problem with the with being able to download the information onto the website. So now that's taken care of, and I just have to get the backlog put on there. When I put the notes on from today, I can look to see if that session in which Dr. Tim walked someone through is already on, and if so, I can let you know. I'll send you a text, okay?
Cool. That's awesome. Well, thank you, and thank you for letting me know that Susan was doing the notes. I do recall that I think something was said to that effect when you were leaving for Hawaii, and I had forgotten it. So thank you. Thank you. Susan is just really pitching in and doing all kinds of support in so many directions. Another thing that she and her husband have done is that they have a business in Michigan, and the fellow who does our video DVD and CD reproduction is actually scaling down his warehouse, and he's actually, you know, warehoused our materials for the last 30 years, and just recently said, we can't do it anymore. We're scaling down. Business is not good. And so Susan and Rick came forward and said, well, just have them ship all that stuff to us and we'll warehouse it in our water offices. They have clean water systems that they sell in Michigan. And so they took on the whole warehousing of our videos and DVDs and such. They took on CD and also the shipping of it, which is pretty awesome. Support.
Yeah,
so we are definitely thankful for all of our friends who have jumped in and said, I'm going to do a part of this.
And there's one more person that I want to give a shout-out to and kudos to, and that is Susan Darnell. She just hopped right in there with the Laws of Living Support Group and organized that and really did a wonderful printout for everyone. And so she just did a magnificent job. She was the facilitator for, about 2 months. And so we're in the process of reorganizing and deciding what to do next with that. But got a lot of support, and it's very pleasing and a privilege to do it on my side.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. How are things on the farm? How's your garden growing? Are you still harvesting things?
Believe it or not, we're done harvesting. We had a really hard frost last night, and I'm still processing. We had a lot of tomatoes, and some of them are still ripening. They had to be picked green recently, but we have to process those for the winter. And then lots of, what else do we have, green peppers and red peppers and all of that that still needs to be processed. So, pretty soon we're done. However, the roses are still blooming. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. That's pretty awesome. Well, we're certainly privileged to live in a wonderful part of the world, and we're certainly delighted to have you and Chuck as neighbors, and the support that you give us is awesome.
Great. Our privilege and our joy. So I'll pass it on to Chuck that you will be getting with him when you catch up with your calls, okay?
All right. Blessings. Appreciation. Thanks for calling.
Blessings and love to all of you. Bye-bye.
All right. And Michelle, perhaps you can share a little bit with us. I don't know whether Rex is with us today or not, but perhaps you can share a little bit about how the first session, as you started to get into laws of living in the prison, went yesterday. That's something I'd like to hear about.
Oh, we have a wonderful time telling you about that. I wanted to apologize first. I'm borrowing, and so I didn't realize I was maybe not muted. So if you had some static or crying in the background, I apologize. And
I was enjoying those little sounds, and I remember one show where my granddaughter was in the car with me, and she was making those sounds in the background, and it's always a blessing when those little ones make their noises, so that was cool.
You know, actually, Mom wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Oh, please, say hello.
Yeah, this is the mother of the newborn baby she was holding. It is.
And your name is?
Janae Faulkner. And,
say it again.
Janae.
Delight to meet you.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that it is really, really good to have kids. I mean, it is a delight to have a newborn in the house. I mean, her older brother and sister, they just adore her. The brother, he wants to hold her all the time, and it's just really, really nice to just take care of a little one right now. It's just so loving, and it makes me feel alive. I mean, I wouldn't do anything to trade them, or it's amazing how life grows, and just being there for them, it's a lot of fun.
It is amazing, and just the blessing and the beauty of being surrounded by that fresh, new human life is just fabulous, and the fact that you're integrating the tools and doing your work so that you can truly support that continuing rather than following the brainwash of the culture that parents, have been brainwashed with of, spare the rod, spoil the child, and all of those kinds of things, with willingness to acquire new skills to be able to bring up a generation that is more conscious and functions differently. It's an awesome gift to give the world. So thank you for that gift.
Yeah.
Thanks. So I think Dr. Tim has so used to hosting that he didn't get into queue, so his mic is live now. Dr. Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Hello, Michael.
Hey there, good sir. How do you be?
I'm doing beautifully. We had a fabulous support group again last night. And
tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's just one of those deals where it's reaching critical mass in the support group level. I mean, the powerful, productive, emotional worksheets that are getting done are just beyond words. And we had another person last night who quickly volunteered to do a support or a worksheet. And then it's about a work project that she's been putting off for 8 or 9 years, and she's finally moved to the place where it's going to move to completion. And as it nears completion, she has fears that as she completes the project, some horrible change is going to happen in her relationship with her late mother. So she started doing that worksheet, and it went to childhood issues and her fear that as she releases this work project, that she will be releasing support and connection with her mother. And it really rippled all the way around the group, lots of emotion. And somebody spoke up at the end of the process and said that he's never been associated with a group of people that is so well connected and loving and that say such open and honest things, and it's just an honor to be a part of the group. And I had to echo that thought. And again, just try and, there aren't really words for it, but to help people understand the value of being in a support group and getting people to just take the plunge. Either start your own or attend one, or at the very least, get on the website and explore the use of this tool. It is deeply and profoundly life-changing. And if you can get in lucky enough to get a group of people around you who will be committed to looking at their own issues and supporting you at looking at yours, it just starts to move the energy exponentially. So I was writing a blog entry about that group last night, early this morning, and I noticed as I was waiting for my computer to open up the blog page that there was a website that had what they're calling a news headline. And I had to use this in my blog because we were watching the first half of A Course in Miracles, the lesson, A New Beginning. And that lesson is about how to have the kind of day you want to have and determining and learning that you're the one who's creating your day and that you want to decide what kind of day you want to have and then give that day and that energy to everyone and everything you interact with. And that's so you're creating that kind of day for yourself. So the website has what they're calling a news story, and the headline is, and I quote, "Blaming others is a sign of good health." And then when you click on the link to read the article, it says, "Accuse others of taking your keys and see if you don't remain younger longer." So I wrote in the blog about what an uphill...
What?
We have against the conditioning in this culture that really is
How insane is that?
It's trying to get us constantly focused on the wild goose chase of everyone and everything outside of us being responsible for our emotions. So it's and what I wrote about it in the blog is how They try to imply that this is scientific knowledge because they use the words research suggests. And there is no science behind it. It's never been proven. And they're careful not to say this has been proven, but they imply that it is. And the headline literally read, "Blaming others is a sign of good health." So,
wow.
So I'm glad to be on the team that understands that's not really how it works, and to try and spread very powerfully productive tools for working with the system the way the law, the fundamental laws of the universe, dictate things happen, and creating a better life for myself.
That's amazing that somebody would even conceive of writing such a thing as a news headline. Blaming others is a sign of good health. Wow. Well, of course, we know the opposite, the exact 180-degree opposite is true. You keep blaming somebody else, and you will hide so many things from yourself that it will end up traumatizing and destroying life. It's just, I mean, it's so bizarre, but that is the brainwash of the culture for sure. Wow.
So that's my sharing. It doesn't really work that way, and the power of the worksheet process was once again shining brightly in Woodstock, Illinois last night. And I know that there was a support group that probably happened in Michigan. So, Michelle, any report from there?
Hey there, Michelle.
Yes, you know, I'm going to put Rex, he's been holding, I'm going to put him on because Rex not only spent the day in prison, he also spent the evening in our support group. So the both of us can share in commenting on that. So, Rex, you're hot mic. Hi.
Cool.
Hi there, everyone.
Welcome, good sir. Hey, Rex, it's good to hear your voice.
Wonderful. It's wonderful to hear your voice. It's wonderful to hear everyone's voice. Glad to have you back on land again so we can communicate. Michelle, you'd like to talk about the support group? That's cool. Or do you want me to open with the prison material first? What would you like to see happen?
Oh, either. I just didn't want you to have to wait. I know there's lots to share because the support group was very powerful last night in terms of one of our participants' process. So why don't you start with that? That was pretty cool.
Well, actually, if you're comfortable, I would love to hear your side of it because I haven't heard your side, but I already saw my side.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
We broke right at the end there.
These three little babies here are
oh, it's hard. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just afraid that it's going to be distracting, so I just keep muting back and forth and taking pictures of the babies.
Well, I'll go ahead then.
I sent you some
pictures. I honor
that. Okay.
Sounds great. I'll honor that. Well, let's go with the support group because we were talking about that first. We watched On Creating Consciously, the second half of it, and we did the exercise, and it was very powerful. There's an exercise on the DVD that Michael has made called Creating Consciously, and it's an exercise of revealing hidden material. There's a surprise. Everything Michael offers is to reveal the hidden parts of our, our reality mind, reactive mind or carbon-based memory. And so we were doing that exercise. There's three steps in it. I won't get into that specifically, but boy, I think it just opened up a whole bunch of things, not only for myself, but I was looking around the room and a few people talked about how it opened up a lot of things. And one person specifically said, "Wow, this is life-changing," and did the exercise. And I was sitting next to them and they did probably 5 pages of notes while they were writing the exercises out and all the ideas they got from their family members when they were poor, when they were mediocre income, mental income, and then they were opulent, so opulent that they had a library, blah, blah, blah. So it's a cool thing to see either hear it. Go to Michael's website and buy it and get it because it's a powerful DVD. All of his work is. So she was just hanging out with that and processing, you know, kind of quietly, and Tony asked, "Well, how are you doing?" You know, and kind of tuned in that she was working on stuff, and "Oh, I'm okay, but this is just amazing." And we started talking, and Tony says, "Well, I just invite you to, rather than just talking about it for tomorrow, why don't you just do it now?" And we were winding down; we were about 5 to 9 or so in our group time, and so she said, "Oh, well, you know, okay, you know," and there was some hesitancy there. And what we ended up doing was just it processed through some tremendous material. And one of the keys to the process that I've been playing around with, and it's not new, this is just something that I've been exploring personally with myself and some of my clients, but I've been inviting people in a moment of resistance to say whatever they're resisting, I choose to experience, and in this case it was sadness, and I said, why don't you just say, I choose to experience sadness, and they just snapped out and looked at me and said, why would I want to do that? And it was such a reflection of how the carbon-based memory and the replicant mind works, and I just smiled and said, well, by your response, it might be a good idea. What I find happens, and I saw that happen last night as well, is that by stating, I choose to feel this, or I choose to experience this, I take myself out of a mode of being a victim and put myself into a mode of choice or being a co-creator. And I know this is common, you know, out there as far as ideas, but there's something dynamic about stating it in the middle of a moment of emotion and when we're having difficulty tapping into a thought pattern or an emotion. So that's something that happened. And then we went ahead and as she opened it up, it's just a whole series of things unfolded about her power person, which was her brother, and then it went on to this other thing, and then it just went back and forth. And what we did is, because we were winding down for the evening, I suggested that we all, if anybody in the group was triggered, and I kind of got a nod, there was quite a few of us that were, including myself, I had energy moving, and I said, well, why don't we all just, you know, identify the goal, cancel the goal, and then, you know, invite. And let's all do it together, but each of you pick your own topic and give you a moment to find out what that is. And so we did that. And then Tony spoke up outwardly and did one verbally, and then I did one verbally. And then the next thing you know, we're back with the woman again that was processing her process, and tremendous release of energy and emotion, and got to a place where her whole body was just visibly shaking. And she just said it was just energy, you know, changing and amazing, and even her jaw was really, you know, rattling, you know, so much that she was just had so much moving that I don't always remember, but it's powerful for Tim, you to be doing the group at the same time we are, or pretty much in the same time frame there, because we join. I can quite often feel while I'm in the group, you know, all the support that takes place across the planet, but especially with our community. So I think a few people mentioned how powerful the healing was, and we haven't heard much more about that because it just happened last night, and we ended and checked in with her to make sure she was grounded and got in the cars, and we all went our own ways. So it was very, very powerful, and I reiterate with you, Tim, or join with you in the idea that being an active member in a support group is just amazing. It's amazing, and it's an honor to be a part of it, you know, and to watch everyone can facilitate, and that's exciting, you know. And we've got so many people that are just doing the work and are skilled that at any moment any of us can just sit back and process our stuff, whatever it is. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity and a beautiful place to be in. I also, while I remember, want to acknowledge Rick and Susan Pelkey because they played such a vital role in their work and in our community here in Lansing, more of a local community, and how they're committed to taking care of the group every other week, and it frees us up if we have something we need to do that we aren't able to be there. And it's just awesome that they took over the responsibility of warehousing your DVDs and CDs, Michael and Jeannie. That's just awesome. I just had a great big smile.
Huge.
That's huge. That's exactly what I said. You said it, and when I went to Mitzi, I went, that is cool. Good job, Rick and Susan. So I just want to verbalize that. I want to verbalize that because it's just, they're awesome, and it's awesome for them to be doing that level of work, and their commitment is so real and tangible, and we're developing a really solid community here, And it's exciting. We have, on that note, before I go into sharing a little bit about the prison work, which is amazing as well, just phenomenal stuff happening there. I'm doing a workshop this Sunday at the Unity of Greater Lansing. I'm going to be doing the talk, and the talk is titled Laws of Living. And then the workshop I'm doing following, yep, and I did a talk on the laws of living in Grand Rapids here a couple months ago, so that was exciting and turned out quite well. And I'm doing a talk at the service, and then following the service, we're going to be doing a workshop, which is Experiencing Pure Joy by Embracing Your Inner Child and Still Point Breathing Workshop. It's the first time I've ever combined the two, and I'm really excited about it. We already have over 13 people registered, pre-registered, and
hey.
I haven't even done the talk yet. So we're excited about that, and it's happening, and I'm putting it out there that if anybody wants to participate in a life-changing event, we've got people coming from the Chicago area. We've got, you know, people coming from all over mid-Michigan, Detroit, Grand Rapids, actually. So it's pretty interesting watching how we're really reaching out and how it's, you know, coming together. And the prison work.
That's fabulous. And did you record the presentation last week?
They record it at the service, and then I always listen to it before I release it to the public, and I haven't got it from them yet. So it's been about 3 weeks, I think, and usually it takes a month or so before I actually get it. But you remind me, and I will go ahead and make a note to follow through on that.
If you get me a copy as well, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. Who knows what I'll learn?
Well, I would be honored to think that there'd be something that I might say that you could learn in a talk. So cool, you know. But you know, we're all there for learning. I know that, and you model that very well, Michael. I appreciate that about you. We went into the. It's been a real scramble. I want to acknowledge also. I just feel like acknowledging everyone. So I'm just about that. But Ellen and Bill Constantine have stepped forward, and then they are making a sizable donation to help us cover the cost. And I had no idea the amount of money it was going to cost to do this course, Michael. You knew, but I mean, you had an idea because you've done it so much. But I had no idea. I mean, just the first lesson and introduction was almost 1,200 copies. And when I realized what it was going to be, I mean, we scrambled and we found a source of where we're just going to have to replace the toner and the machines being used. We're being able to do the labor and we're not having to pay for the copies. But if we'd had to pay for the copies, just the first lesson would be $250 for as many prisoners as inmates that we're working with. So,
but you know, Rex, in the past, when this was done by court order, when it was done within the jail system and such, the inmates had to pay for it. I mean, every inmate who went through the program, and this was a requirement of the court recognized that, you know, people get another level of experience when they're actually responsible for what it is that they're receiving. Now, of course, it's a whole different situation in that jail setting, and I think that's a good reason for holding to the standard of people have to do their work in order to, you know, continue and receive the certification and such, because it at least is some kind of an investment that they make. But in the past, when it was done in the prisons, the court required each inmate to pay for it, whatever it took. And, of course, everybody's cry and hue is, oh, well, I don't have the money. It's like, well, wait a minute. Now, I understood you were doing crack cocaine and you were doing, you know, pot. And you know how much money, you know, you had the money to do that. But anyway, so
yes,
so that's cool. Thank
true.
You to Bill. And I want to reinforce the appreciation to Rick and Susan, you know, for the last 30 years, as I've traveled, we've had to carry enough inventory in the back of our van, and we ship things from the road as we traveled. And so this is a huge load that's going to be off of our shoulders. So thank you again to both of you.
And when we did get the materials put together, it was quite an effort. Mitzi and I did that, and we have still not been able to find an approved notebook. So we're at a point where I may end up buying a 8-folder you know, like a folder system where they can just put each week's lesson in that sleeve. It's been an amazing process of learning and growing. And once I got, I think part of what I realized, I had such a wonderful day yesterday in the system working with the prisoners and the inmates, actually, that I, when we did our first session in the morning, we got all our evaluations done. So we've got all of those handed back out, the people that are participating. And so that's completed. That was really nice to get that completed. And then we had the first booklet lesson plus the introduction. And we went through that with the first group. We've got about 20 inmates in the level four. And we're working with, it varies, about 34 in the level two. And we got all the booklets out, and we got through the first session, the first lesson of the first session, rather than going through the whole session. We got through the first one, because the introduction is quite a bit. And, Michael, I know you're going to be excited about this. I just know you are, and so is everybody else. But inmates were kind of stumbling over themselves because they wanted to read out loud. I was just flabbergasted. Michelle and I both were like, wow, that is so cool. And they were just so willing to participate, and they were reading. And when I shared with them the idea of repeating it verbally and how it works and resonating the sound in the throat and having it go in through the inside of the ear and then also going outside the ear and then resonating inside the ear itself and how it doubles the capacity when you verbalize it, and they just seem to really get this stuff, and it's just awesome to watch and for them to actively engage us in questions. And I can see that we may need more than 16 weeks. I'm not going to say that, but the chaplain said we have as long as we need. But, man, when we start getting into this material, the first lesson in the group, the second group, had questions almost on every one, every single question. And they would say, some would say true and some would just say false. And I'd say, okay, well, you said true, then was there anybody that disagreed with that? Like, just like you did in the class, Michael. And they say, well, yeah, I disagree. And I say, what is it that you experienced? You know, what was your disagreement about? And then they'd talk about it. And I'd say, well, what if you look up to the question before that? What is it? And it's a flowing thing. I just got so excited watching them just light up and just going through the evaluations and have the inmates showing such promise. And they are intent to participate and focus. And I had the thought to maybe consider lessening the criteria for completion. It entered my mind because they had a hard time. It was just a small number that actually did the five a day or the three a day worksheet, let alone all the other exercises. And just like what you said, Michael, when I really just prayed on it and was with it, it was like, no, leave the criteria as it is. There's no reason to change that. They get to choose, and how I lay it out is you get to participate. Everybody will get a certificate for participating, and if you complete the course and do the six-week addendum after we finish the course and then send all your materials, and I'll support you facilitating that with them, I told them, and get that material to it being approved in Theodosia, the heartland, then you would get your certification. I've also planted the seed that there are going to be teachers that are there in the prison system. Michelle and I have already identified one in the level four that is very focused on that. And in order to be a teacher, you got to go through certification and you got to go through the process. So we've been planting the seeds and they seem to be growing, and it's exciting. It's amazing work to be a part of. And we start the day, we get in there around 10 to 8, quarter to 8, and we leave and get home around 4. And then we have a little breather, and then we go to support group in the evening. So it's a full day of sharing and working with the material and the principles and watching people change and heal. And I'm excited because I'm running on and on and on. So I'm going to pause because I have a client in 10 minutes that I've got to get dressed for and prepare for. So, Michael, if you had anything you wanted to share specifically with me, I would love to hear it.
Well, I'd like to turn that acknowledgement and accolade around you know, you're getting the experience in a sense of what it's taken over 45 years to keep this moving forward and what each aspect of each project takes. You know, people look at the surface of it and have no idea. So you're getting that direct experience. And then, you know, to just recognize this process that you're doing with these guys is exactly what was done that literally emptied the jails in Albany, Georgia, to the point where the sheriff threw the program out because his jail cells were empty and he had no money, because of course what keeps a jail going is the per diem that the jailer gets for having people in his cells. And the natural inclination of the true human being is to want to understand how it is that their lives work. And you know, I really appreciate the fact that over the 8 weeks that you worked with these guys, that you instilled such a desire for it, that they're there and that their friends in the prison are there. And, you know, this is going to open such a whole new dynamic with the work. The fact that we're in a prison that they're not going to need to throw it out because it's not going to empty their jails, at least not anytime soon. You know, it's kind of like, you know, sneaking it in under the wire. It will ultimately empty all of the jails in the country, and the amount of money that's going to be put back in people's pockets and the amount of suffering that's going to be eradicated from the country and from the planet will be monumental. So my hat is off to you and to Michelle and to Bill and his wife. It's just, it's nothing short of miraculous. And I think I did share with you that we are scheduled to be back up that way in October of 2014. And so we'll be planning to, you know, spend some significant time in Michigan along with that conference that we'll be doing on the spiritual unity of nations, and, you know, seeing what else we can solidify and grow in the greater Lansing area to bring forward human life, which is nothing short of miraculous. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Michael. God bless you, brother. And the part about the October, we'll talk about it and figure out what we'll do, but we'll put together at least another week. You know, maybe we could even put together an intensive here, you know, in October. So
yeah,
that's
a possibility.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we actually have a location there. I think we shared with you a little bit. I hadn't really thought too much about that, but we have a location just north where we can do a residential intensive. So perhaps we'll work in that direction and see how it unfolds.
Wonderful. Well, blessings. I'll see if I can tune in the program again tomorrow, because I am enjoying it, and I'll do my best. But I've got to go for right now. Blessings, everyone.
All right. Have a good day. Love you. Blessings. Appreciation. All right. How cool is that?
That's awesome. Michael, you might want to also mention what we're doing here Saturday.
Yes, yes. Anybody who's in the South Florida area, we're actually just sitting outside of the location where Saturday from 1 until 5 o'clock we'll be doing a free and open Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop here in Hollywood. So anybody that's in the South Florida area, come and play. We'd love to see you. We're going to be at 1100 Harrison Avenue right in downtown Hollywood.
1901.
Pardon me, 1901. I don't know where I got 1100. I knew it was 1901. So we'll be at 1901. Harrison Boulevard in downtown Hollywood. It's a downtown location where Evelyn and Joseph have created an art center and invited us to come and present a Why workshop. They did an intensive here in Florida with us back last year, and want to bring it into the ArtServe community. One of the things they work with are young artists, visual artists, painters, musicians. And so this is still a different community that we'll be bringing the tools to. So we're in appreciation of Joseph and Evelyn for creating the space, and we'll see just how this opens into that community. There's so much pain and trauma and turmoil and drug use being a way to cover that, we acknowledge what both of them have been creating to bring the artist community, the young people who are going into the arts, and so often it's a community riddled with drugs, giving them, these young people, an alternative outlet for their creative energy and the resolution of issues in their lives. It's pretty cool, and we're certainly appreciative of having the opportunity to bring the tools to the community. So it's going to be fun. So Saturday, 1 until 5 o'clock, we'll be in Hollywood at 1901 Harrison Avenue. And, of course, next Thursday, Jeannie starts Women Healing Women, a four-day residential retreat. I will be doing in Pompano. So, well, actually, we won't be doing. I've been kicked out. It's going to be women only. I threatened to shave my legs and, you know, get a wig, but they said, no, they'll still know who I am and won't let me in. So I won't be there, but I wish I could be a fly on the wall. I've been listening to Jeannie's preparation and some of the things she's planning to do that's going to make this a really monumental event for the women who gather there. So, accolades to you, Jeannie, for stepping forward into that arena and doing this. It's pretty powerful.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an awesome weekend for all of us. I know even myself, you know, I've gone through several layers just in preparing for this weekend. And so I'm sure it's going to take me to the next level as well. But that's why we titled it Women Healing Women, because we're all going to be in there healing and just holding the space for each other. And so we do have one caller on, and I think it might be Michelle, that she's using someone else's phone, but I'm not positive. Area code 517-455. You're on the air?
Yes, Jeannie, that was me. I was using
all right.
I only wanted to add one little quick thing. I know there's just a minute to go, but we are going to the prison because we think we're bringing a love there, at least the opportunity to get back to love, but I was moved, touched, and inspired by one of the lifers yesterday who actually shared how when there was only four people at the end of the last Y and they canceled that day because of lack of attendance, I guess the lifer went back to their lifer meeting and they decided that they couldn't let that happen, and they determined that they were going to hold the space of love for us to be able to present. And then, as you know, the next week there were over 30 people. So I was breathing so hard. Rex saw me crying because it was just so powerful that I'm going in there to teach the healing work and I'm being healed, really, truth be told.
That's pretty exciting that you're stepping up to that level, and everything that you're doing to take your process to the next level is just phenomenal, so thank you for that.
I do. The last thing to close, Rex kept talking about the money with them, you know, the folders cost $15 and you can't afford that, and what are alternatives and the copies and all this kind of, and this costs thousands of dollars outside when we went to the intensive. So I'm listening to him, and later on he told me it was to help them better understand the value that we were bringing to invest them. So I said to the audience, you know, a quarter tank of gas to get to Ionia is $13.75. 1,170 copies, $250. Experiencing Rachma, priceless. So they liked it.
Yes.
But thank you. It was wonderful, and I expect it just to continue to exponentially grow as they experience the results in their lives.
Yeah, that's awesome. Though they probably don't get to see that television commercial to get the full meaning of it, but
They laugh. They got it.
Yeah, cool. That's pretty fabulous. And we are down to just a minute or so. There's one other thing that I'd like to mention. And that is that, you know, what's happened in the Philippines is still an unfolding scenario that's just horrendous. And yesterday we invited everybody to open their wallets and create some support for those folks. And just by the way of information, I did some research, and the best charity that I could find that is really putting boots on the ground there, and they're kind of leveraging things, because what they're doing is they're taking materials that are discarded here in this country and taking them to third world places, well, actually all over the world. They're doing things in the U.S. too. But there's a charity called Matthew 25, and if you want to donate to them, you can do it through PayPal. There are many different charities called Matthew 25. This one's in Blue Ash, Oregon, and a phone number for them if you want to donate is area code 513-793-6256. So if you want to do something to support what's happening, these folks are putting over 99.8% of the money that they take in right to the people who need the help. So 513-793-6256. It's a Matthew 25. It's a charity in Blue Ash, Ohio. And so, and also just join us in creating a space of healing and love and support for the traumas that we could in this country hardly fathom that they're going through there. So in the meantime, we hold you in a blessing, and one of the greatest gifts you can give to the world is to have the best year yet of your eternal life. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.